Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I believe what Ben just said. He lives in Idaho. He lives down the street from Jack McClam. And the caller just read me a government document being distributed to the high school students saying that you don't have any constitutional rights and that we're a Roman Republic where the common good is there and that we're basically a bunch of communists. And I've seen similar stuff in textbooks, but it's amazing that they're distributing this to the high schoolers. So Ben told me he's going to go over to Jack McClam's office. We can trust Jack McClam. I trust Ben, too. But Jack McClam can have a copy of this. He can then call some of the government officials, make sure of its authenticity, and then we'll have Jack McClam on in the third hour if he's there, if we can do this. But I guarantee you, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Just an amazing document that Ben just read on air. All right, we're into the third hour. I mean, the second hour of this show. Just a program announcement for everybody. I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, then back from 9 to midnight Central during the evening. And we also don't just go out on the AM and FM dial or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com on the Internet. You can also listen on Global Shortwave for the first 2 hours of the show during the day at 94.75. And for the past month since we switched shortwave providers, we were only on the last 2 hours at night, 10 to midnight on shortwave. Now we have that first hour. That first hour is now covered by shortwave on 3210. So during the day, 94.75, first 2 hours. And now at night, full 3 hours, 9 to midnight, praise God, WWCR 3210. So you definitely want to be sure and tune in tonight to the first hour for those of you that have been complaining by the thousands that you were missing the first hour because the only way you could listen was via Global Shortwave. Now you can get all 3 hours at night, 9 to midnight, 3210. Okay, our troops being drug around dead, others being drug around dead, hung up dead. Horrible thing. This is war, and there's a lot of propaganda concerning this going on out there. Oh, we got to get even tougher on the Iraqis. Well, let's face it. What happened to the troops and the civilians is horrible and barbarous, but our own government's doing similar things to them, and that's wrong, too. We can't engage in doublethink here and not understand that. We got to wake up. A bunch of other news coming up right now. Let's go to your calls. Don in Ohio. Don, go ahead.
Something that's going on in Stark County, Ohio, at Canton. In 1998, a woman was drugged and raped in an oil refinery. It happened at the Marathon Ashland facility. We passed out a flyer to locals around here. We cannot get anyone to help us. We've been harassed for the last 4 years. My sons haven't seen their mother for 4 years. What we passed out is a woman of Stark County, drug and rape cover up by the Canton FBI and the Stark County Sheriff's Office. For the supervisors from Marathon Ashland Oil Refinery in Canton.
Well, I tell you what, sir. I tell you what. You're going to need to get me that information because I don't know what the details of what you're talking about.
Okay, what I'm telling you is this is a conspiracy. They're all refusing to do their job in a drug and rape investigation.
And this happened to your wife?
Yes, it did.
You haven't seen her for 4 years?
No.
Where is she?
We're separated now. She lives in the area. It has to do with mind control and a lot of other things. They really did a number on her, and if you were to read the website we have is put up by an ex-sheriff's deputy, and he told me we ain't going to get no justice in this.
Okay, well, email me that address at tips@infowars.com. What's your web address?
It is www.geocities.com/thebreeze, B-R-E-E-Z-E, 327. /donny.html.
Yeah, if you want to be effective, you got to get a shorter address. It's quite easy to do. I got to let you go. Thank you for the call. Sorry to hear about that. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals said last week there's no more Fourth Amendment. We don't need warrants to come into your house or business. On Monday, the Supreme Court came out and said no more Fifth Amendment in your backyard, side of the road, wherever. You got to show us IDs and answer our questions. Or we can charge you with resisting and then put you in jail for years. That's an assault on an officer to not answer their questions. Then they charge you with assault, and the Supreme Court said they can for not worshiping. I mean, this is a real ruling. I'm not joking. You know, they got Oregon bills where if one protester blocks traffic, all protesters get life in prison. If you have a sawed-off shotgun or buy a gun illegally, life in prison. If you download music illegally, life in prison. I read the subsections yesterday. They're trying to pass that. It has a good chance still of passing. They tried to declare martial law 2 months ago in Rhode Island. That was in the Providence Journal and in News 9. I mean, this is. And then now we get a caller who's. I talked to him during a break involved with Jack McClam, and I believe from what he read off the document, but I'm going to have him bring it over to Jack McClam's office and try to have Jack on about it. They're in Idaho. Being given to high school seniors saying there's no constitution, you have no rights, you have no job to make money, you are here to serve the state. And that's incredible. That couldn't be happening. Folks, I have FEMA on tape before 9/11 saying all Christians are terrorists, all homeschoolers are terrorists, all the founding fathers are bad. I mean, they're really doing it. They're really out there, and the neocons are there to keep you pacified, to make sure you don't learn of this as conservatives. It's very, very frightening. Just a bunch of news here. But let's get about five more calls out of the way before I get back into it. So much coming up. Let's go ahead and talk to to Tom in Maryland. Tom, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's a pleasure to be on your show once again.
Welcome.
And I'd like to start by saying I have all your films, and I highly recommend them to anyone who doesn't have them. And I wanted to comment on the you had talked briefly about the Council on Foreign Relations in the last hour or so, and talked about Rush Limbaugh's denying that they existed and so forth.
As one of their imprints, that is, you'll have a big publisher that then will have, you know, 50 imprints or sub names.
Mm-hmm.
He is an imprint of the CFR publisher.
Right. I wanted to tell you about a book that I had over the several years ago, and my dad initially got it, and he got it off of one of the Capitol Hill libraries. It was called The Council on Foreign Relations, 1921 to 1946. It was their first 25-year history book, and I had lost it, but I did hear from my dad himself. He told me, he said, back when the American Free Press was called the Spotlight, he said, yeah, I turned that book over to them, and they had photocopied it and so forth. But there was an interesting, to make a long story short.
The point is they have a phone number, they're public, they have meetings on C-SPAN, and Limbaugh now admits it exists, but says you're crazy if you think it's bad. But I remember hearing him say it doesn't exist, and then later I found out he was published by them. I mean, this guy's a sicko.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I never bought into Rush Limbaugh's bunch of BS, but one of the pages in the book does state, it says the three goals of the council. I only remember the one that was the most striking to me.
The goal is world government. I mean, they have a,
yes,
it's in every bookstore, bi-monthly, foreign affairs, and it's, you know, all their propaganda of why it's good, but they say the end of America, world. I got quotes right here from it. Here, go ahead, I'll get them.
The book I had said to stimulate international thought among the people of the United States, and if you talk to a lot of folks, whether they're neocons or liberals or if they're a part of the two-party system, I mean uniparty, if they're into that kind of a mindset, I had a discussion with a guy a couple of weeks ago who defended every tyrannical move. He defended it. I said, you know, he is an avid hunter, yet he's for gun control and a ban of all handguns. I couldn't believe I was hearing this.
No, I hear you. I appreciate the call. And the NRA in state and federal courts, we have the rulings, argues against Vermont style concealed carry in North Dakota. It was going to pass. The NRA stepped up and said, no, we're not for unregistered gun ownership. A federal court ruling in D.C. last year, they argued for all guns being registered and not being able to leave your house with them. But you tell the average gun owner that, they can't believe it. Fine, don't believe it. Speaking of foreign affairs, published by the CFR, this is a 1995 July-August issue. We are not going to achieve a new world order without paying for it in blood as well as in words and money. Arthur Schlesinger, Jr. in Foreign Affairs. And in the beginning of my book, I have a bunch of these quotes, and about five of them are out of Foreign Affairs. Here's another one by Richard N. Gardner in Foreign Affairs. In short, the House of World Order will have to be built from the bottom up rather than from the top down. It will look like a great booming, buzzing confusion, to use William James' famous description of reality. But in the end, an end run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, will accomplish much more than the old-fashioned frontal assault. Richard N. Gardner in Foreign Affairs. Back then it was a monthly publication, April 1974. You find some other ones here. This non-existent group that's on C-SPAN every month. Let me find another one here. Strub Talbot in Time Magazine. In the next century, nations as we know it will be obsolete. All states will recognize a single global authority. National sovereignty wasn't such a great idea after all. Strub Talbot, President Clinton's Deputy Secretary of State, as quoted by Time Magazine, July 20th, 92. I'll find some more during the break. I want to go to these calls quicker. We are moving quick, but not fast enough. Logan in Texas, go ahead.
Yeah, what do I say to the people who like love Clinton on the basis of Rwanda? I mean, I don't know much about Clinton, but I know that, I don't know, just my instinct tells me not to like the guy. So
yeah, Bill Clinton's a New World Order puppet, and so they're saying, don't be like Clinton in Rwanda. Attack Iraq more. Don't pull out like cowards. You know, we got to kill more Iraqis now. It's just sick.
I talked to somebody who's like, they're in like UT law school, you know, real like smart guy, and he's sitting here telling me that like Clinton was a great president. I'm like, well, why? Like, what's so good about him? What did he do that was good? And he says, well, Rwanda. And he always said, goes back to Rwanda. You know, like he did the right thing. That was the good thing to do. And
Well, in Rwanda, they killed, 800,000 Tutsis for their land. The Hutus were hired. The UN was caught doing it. So it's just amazing. Yeah.
But the UN was caught actually, like, causing all the...
Yeah, they killed, they believe, about 100,000 by their own hands. They would take the Tutsis into a refugee camp, pull out at night, and have the Hutus kill them. And there's also video and photos of them cutting their heads off, because the Tutsis were the middle class. They owned the land.
Uh-huh.
And the Hutus had been the downtrodden group. And so the UN hired the Hutus to kill them so Dutch Royal Shell and others could have the oil.
Okay, where should I go to read about this?
It's in my film with all the news articles, America Destroyed by Design, but just type in UN behind Rwanda mass murder, or go to prisonplanet.com. There's a big fat archive, I think about 80 mainstream news articles, just a whole bunch. It's almost 100, I know that.
Is there a place in Austin to get your books, films? Because I went to... one of the bookstores, and, like, I found they have stuff, like, by David Icke and stuff, but, like, I don't really into that. So, I mean, there's just nothing by – I never see any of your books anywhere. I don't know where to get
them.
Yeah,
you need to get it off the website or by the toll-free number.
There's not a place in Austin that
Yeah, there is. It's the Hardware Store Incorporated. It's got a bookstore and gun shop in it. It's Spicewood Springs Road, 183.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Good to hear from you. Let's now go ahead and take another call. Eric in Texas, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I have one question and then a comment for you. The question is, what's the bottom line, the big picture on this? Everything that you buy nowadays is made in China. You cannot escape it. But here's the big point to the question.
Well, my videos are made in America.
Yeah. Well, I have them all, so I really enjoy them. But, if, for instance, this calculator my wife bought, financial calculator, 5 years ago, was made in USA. Is $100. I go buy it today, made in China, and it's $100. Their cost of goods probably, let's say, went from $80 to $20, yet the price didn't change. You know, it didn't go down to the slave labor prices. So where does that show
up? Well,
yeah,
Nike tennis shoes are made by slaves, but they're the most expensive thing. This is the deal.
Well, where is that money accounted for? Because if we cut off Costco or whatever it is, all this China goods coming over here, wouldn't prices just inflate radically?
Hey, I appreciate the call. Let me try to answer your question. The globalists call China the model country because they follow UN orders, they sterilize women, they kill people's second birth child or put them in prison and kidnap the child and put it in a dormitory to be raised as a brainless minion of the state. China's the model because they have no workers' comp, no environmental standards, no insurance, no nothing. They'll work on average, I think it's like 50 cents an hour in China. And so the globalists can go in, make selective deals with the communist Chinese owners of the slaves to then ship those goods in here and leverage out their competition. Now we've entered the phase where the factories are all shut down here, almost all of them, and so they can go ahead and jack the prices back up because now there's no competition. So it's about a monopoly. All the New World Order is about monopolies. They're not about free market. They're organized crime syndicates. And the World Bank's own documents say it's about getting rid of the middle class because we were independent. It's about dumbing us down, getting us into, efficiency apartments, making us work two jobs so our children are always in a government school. Now they're talking about school going till 8 o'clock at night, with extracurricular activities to help us. It's just about making us drones. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Colorado. Bob, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. Quick comment on that. China's also, their money is tied to the dollar, so it doesn't matter how deflated the dollar becomes, they're still competitive versus Europe.
And they have a 40%+ tariff on us, and we have a low tariff on them.
Exactly. And the same thing with India, where they say that this free trade stuff about job sourcing going over there. India, we can't sell anything in India, but they can take all of our jobs. So that's not
free. Yeah, that's free trade. Hey, did you know for the first 10 years of NAFTA to be renegotiated next year, NAFTA, understand, folks, and this is a key point, Mexico never had to agree to anything. They still block everything. Go ahead.
That's free trade. A couple of real quick comments. One of them is in Colorado, which is the test bed for the Bush program because of Owens, Governor Owens. They actually went to the elementary schools in one of the school districts and put up wanted posters for kids that did not take the CSAT, which is our standardized test. People got a little upset about that.
Hey, what, stay there. I want to hear this when we get back because your audio is really bad. You need to speak up. Just finish your comments when we get back, and we'll go to everybody else. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers rates too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 48-800-430-6748.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself. Protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, you're so funny.
They go. Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritec.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritec makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles like smoke, odors, VOCs, allergens, fine dust, mold, pollen, and kills bacteria for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritec Pure Air System. Online at Puritec.com.
Let's take some more calls this segment, then I'm going to come back, blitz through a bunch of news, then go back to your calls. There, believe me, there's a ton of news I haven't even gotten to yet, so be sure and stay with us. Let's go ahead and I believe we were talking to Bob in Colorado. You said that they did something in the schools. Go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, they have standardized tests here in Colorado, and that was one of the models they used for the federal program. And one of the school districts up here actually put out a reward posters for kids that didn't take the test, be turned in by their fellow classmate.
I remember something about that. And all over the country, they give them tattletale cards. They enroll them in a program,
exactly.
And it's, where are they skipping school? What are your parents doing? This is the Stasi society.
Yeah. The worst thing, and actually what my main call was about, and I hope that people are prepared for this, but
make it real quick, because I got to move on.
I'll do it. This reminds me too much of Vietnam from the Iraq thing, and I think that we're going to see a big spike in casualties on our side because we're putting the newbies in there, and they're going to get to use the same tactics, the Iraqis. That's what Hackworth found out when he went back to Vietnam after the war was all over, talking to the Viet Cong, was that they loved when they brought in new recruits because they could just go back to doing what they did 6 months before.
And I appreciate the call. Look, the thing is, our troops' lives and the Iraqis' lives aren't worth OPEC working with the Bushes through the Carlyle Group and others jacking up oil prices. I told you before the war, they're not going to pump the oil out. It's about jacking up prices. It's creating artificial scarcity. So the neocons go, see, there's no oil coming out. That proves our fact. Yeah, and the oil companies are posting record profits. And you know it, you liars. Let's go ahead and talk to Cliff in Texas. Cliff, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Fine.
I was wanting to know if you'd heard what I heard this morning on one of the news channels. I forget which one it was, either MSNBC or Fox News.
Okay, doesn't matter. Go ahead.
It was about a waitress at a Starbucks retrieving a napkin that Rumsfeld and somebody else had been writing on while having morning coffee, talking about the problem of Mr. Clark being eliminated soon, and it was like a drawing of his house or something. I was wondering if you'd heard anything about that.
Yeah, I did hear about leaked memo shows how they, quote, wanted to deal with Clark, and I printed it. That was yesterday, and then it got set aside in a stack, and I don't know. That's the problem. I'm getting hit with so much. Somebody call in. Well, the phones are loaded. Somebody's got to tell. Yeah, exactly. I did read just the top of the article, printed it, something came up, and then set it aside in the stack and didn't staple it, didn't bring it here to the studio. And it was on Drudge, and it was, you know, memo shows how they plan to deal with Clark. And you heard this on the news. What did they say?
Well, it was just like maybe a 15-second little blip. You know how they just throw it out there on the radar screen and never say anything else about it again. But it was pretty much that, you know. That was all there was to it, was that our napkin was retrieved, and, you know, it made reference to Richard Clark and, you know, that problem being eliminated soon, and it was like a sketch of his house. That was all. Like I said, it was real early this morning. That was all I caught of it. Like, it couldn't have been more than a 10-second little piece.
Were you watching television?
Yeah, it was, like I said, on one
of the... that's the problem. I have a stack, literally, of probably 50 stories, as big as what you just talked about. I mean, we have the stand-down order of Rumsfeld months before 9/11 saying now generals can't shoot planes down. It's got to come through me. I mean, it's so sick. Thanks for the call. I'm really glad you called. Very interesting. Wyatt in Maryland, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? It's been a long time since I talked to you. Last time I talked to you, I gave you some bad information. I said that there was a wrong flight hit the Pentagon. Even I don't believe a flight did hit it, but anyway, still, I said that the gentleman that called before you had wrong. He was wrong, and what I said was wrong.
You got to know, people don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, what happened is TWA flight hit was supposedly the plane that hit the Pentagon. I said that no. I said a friend of mine had people killed. He's a flight attendant. Had people
was
killed.
It supposedly a TWA flight?
It was. Yeah, it was supposed to be. I said it was a United. But then when I double checked it, the guy that I talked to said, no, I fly for American, I'm sorry. I fly for American Airlines.
Okay.
Right, it was an American airline that I said hit it, but it was a United flight. Anyway, I wanted to clear that up and apologize.
You got 30 seconds.
Okay, great. Listen, I went through, the New World Order is just absolutely out of control. They're controlling us through high prices, commodity prices, beef, coffee, tea, gasoline at this point. This is what's going on. It keeps us quiet as people, keeps us shut up, and stresses our pocketbooks out. In 73, when they had the gas shortage, there was no gas shortage. It was designed to get the pipeline through in Alaska and to open up the Suez Canal. That's what all, it's all lies. It's continuous lies. We're so deep in it, but for some reason, the average citizen will not admit to it. They won't recognize it because they're afraid, because they don't know anything.
I have to agree with you. That's why we got to wake up and be men and women again. We'll be back with the news and more calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, waging war on corruption. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central. And now you can hear all 3 hours at night, not just on the internet at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, but also on Global Shortwave, the full 3 hours at 3210. The 9 o'clock, the 10 o'clock, the 11 o'clock hours, 3210. Hear the first 2 hours of the daytime show on WWCR at 9475. And again, the websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let me run through some news, and then we'll get to Chris and Rob and Marty and many others that are holding wide-open phones throughout the show. We're going to take a lot more of your calls. I want to accelerate through them. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Did you hear this caller saying he was watching MSNBC this morning? Just a little blurb about, a Starbucks waitress picked up the napkin that Rumsfeld had left, and said, this is how we'll deal with Clark. You know, he'll soon be out of the way, in a diagram of his house, a picture of his house. I mean, again, I saw that story, and that's how desensitized I am. I just read the headline about, you know, Rumsfeld memo shows how they plan to deal with Clark. Is that something separate? Because I didn't bring that to the studio. I really should. I guess allow myself to have internet in here, but when I do that, I end up surfing the internet while I'm talking, and then it becomes a distraction I found years ago. All right, let's plow into the news, some of the news we haven't gotten to yet, and then we'll go back into your calls, as I just said. And I would like to get your take on the horrible images of Americans strung up dead over there in Iraq. The point is, we're doing evil things to them, too, stringing them up, killing them. You just don't get the photos of it, though they admit it's going on. Well, they drive around with dead Iraqis' heads and skulls on their tanks, but that's okay when it has 666 written under it. That's the Reuters photos. That's all right. That doesn't get wide circulation, but it's good. It's good when we do it, bad when they do it. No, it's bad when everybody does it. Killing of 9 Americans in Iraq will not go unpunished, Bremer says. Well, yeah, you've already killed 1.5 million Iraqis, New World Order. I'm sure you will continue to punish them. And don't worry, the UN vaccination's already begun of all the children who won't be able to have children now because you've been caught adding sterilization hormones to it. That's mainstream news. But don't worry, the white horse is coming. The cavalry is coming. The good guys are coming. You mean the good cop who's buddies with the bad cop. UN powers mulling security force for Iraq. Oh, that was a joke. The UN's the bad guys. They're a tool of the globalist. It says members of the UN Security Council are working on creating a multinational force to help bolster security for an elected government in Iraq. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan was quoted as saying on Monday. By the way, the elected government will be elected by the appointed governing council. So, that's incredible. My impression is that they are working for a multinational force under a unified command, which would cooperate with the sovereign government of Iraq and contribute to the security of the country, Annan told Italy's newspaper. Also, from AP, official, NATO may lead Intel Iraq force. The Bush administration is weighing roles for NATO in Iraq to decide which of several options to support, a senior State Department official said yesterday. NATO could take over command of a multinational division, Deputy Assistant Secretary Robert Braddock said, of the alliance could train peacekeepers and Iraq forces to patrol the country as it moves toward self-governance July 1st. Notice they say move towards it because it's just another puppet appointment of the government. Medical evacuations in Iraq war in the last 365 days hit 18,000+. A lot of those serious wounds, not just the 600 dead now. Very, very serious. State suffers pump pains. This is an article out of California. Cartel agrees to cut production of crude. So they've already cut production massively. And again, OPEC's a tool of the New World Order. England and the U.S., the private banks actually make most of the money. The Arabs get a small portion of it. And it says OPEC's decision Wednesday to cut oil production by 4% likely will drive gasoline prices in California up by as much as 8 cents a gallon within a week, pushing the cost of fueling cars to record levels. Experts said the action by the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries in Vienna, Austria, notice where it's located, would further squeeze already tight supply levels in California and drive up prices in all the nation's fuel pumps. The average price of regular in Los Angeles had inched towards, get this, $2.13.1, according to the Automotive Club of Southern California. And it hit a record average in California of $2.20 a gallon on March 4th, though in San Francisco, the pump has been as much as $3.45. And just north of there is Alaska, but none of that oil comes to us. It all goes to Japan. It's too early to tell, but one of the major factors in increases of gasoline prices has been higher crude oil cost. Oh, no kidding, said David Fogarty, spokesman for the Western States Petroleum Association in Torrance. So, amazing, amazing. But the Carlyle Group doesn't exist, according to the Rush Limbaugh Show, and they're not in bed with the Saudis jacking up prices, and the oil companies aren't all posting record profits. It's about not selling oil. It's about not letting Saddam sell oil. That's why they were mad at him in 1990 and set him up. And I'm not defending their asset, their trainee, their murderer. Again, their business partner, Rumsfeld's buddy. White House U-turn on 9/11 inquiry. This is all part of the staged event. Condoleezza Rice, who's not a very good liar, been caught in a bunch of lies, is now agreeing to testify. By the way, Chairman Keene, it's now come out, is in business with the Bin Laden family directly. This is out of the Associated Press. Tom Flacco has also done a big report on it. So, again, they're just... I haven't found anybody in this administration who isn't in bed with the Bin Ladens. Now, the White House has bowed to pressure to allow National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice to testify in public under oath to the 9/11 Commission. Bush never bows to pressure. He gets your guns. He gets rid of our borders. He moves forward to arm the commie Chinese with expansions of NAFTA and GATT. This is part of theater, folks. President George W. Bush, this is so they can act like there's a real hearing going on. It's WWF wrestling, okay? I'll tell you what, Hulk Hogan, you're going down. The Macho Man's going to defeat you. And I've had arguments with people that think it's real, just like they think this is real. President George W. Kenny Bunkport, Maine, cousin of John F. Kerry, said it would give Americans a complete picture of events leading to the attacks of 9/11. The offer has been made on condition that it will not set a precedent. Previously, officials had insisted that Ms. Rice could only meet the commission in private for unsworn conversations. They said a public appearance would contravene the constitutional separation of powers. By the way, a lot of national security people, Brzezinski and others, have testified. And she's a key witness in the whitewash, they say. This is all just smoke and mirrors. So people that are half-heartedly watching the news, it will just, they made her testify. Oh, they're a real commission. Wow, Hulk Hogan just hit Macho Man. Oh, The Rock. The Rock's taking down Baboo-Boo. You know, it just, come on, people. Here's one out of the Houston Chronicle. State demanding activists return records on official. Documents show border relations chief is Mexican citizen. Governor Rick, you know what, Perry. I won't go any further. I'm sorry, I won't talk about it. Governor, that's another issue. I'm not going to go there. Everybody else is around here, but I'm not going to that part of it. Governor Pretty Boy Perry, turns out his chief negotiator is a Mexican citizen. And by the way, I already knew about this, but here is the Houston Chronicle. He's a lobbyist for the Mexican government. Oh, yeah. Oh. And by the way, Vicente Fox was here 4 months ago. I bullhorned his speech down. He had to shut it down, they admitted in the news. Lord Fox gave an award to the police chief and others for not following the federal law and doing nothing to illegal aliens. He actually gave him awards for it. It was in the news. After conservative Houston activist Mary Williams, Limbaugh would call her liberal, received documents confirming that Governor Rick Perry, head of Texas-Mexico relations, is a Mexican citizen, she shared the information with some of her political friends. That apparently prompted an anonymous letter sent to farmers and ranchers claiming Mexico isn't paying its water debt to the United States because Helena Colorado, Helena Coleandro, a resident alien, is negotiating on Texas behalf. And it says, now the Texas Secretary of State's office is demanding Williams return all the documents she received, citing that the inadvertent release of confidential documents, just who this public official is. The letter also demanded a list from Williams of everyone who she has shared the documents. So, public documents, they release it because they are public. It's just who this person is registered as, this big government official. And it's a Mexican citizen who's a lobbyist for Fox. And so they're threatening her with arrest. That you tell us who you talked to, who you showed this to, everyone will shut up now. You're not going to talk about how they're a Mexican. You're not going to talk about how they're not a citizen. You're not going to talk about how they're lobbyists. Williams said Monday, the demand smacks of government intrusion into her First Amendment rights of free speech and political association. All they're trying to do is intimidate me, Williams said. Benjamin Hansen, General Counsel, Secretary of State, Geoff Connor, loving conservative, said he is just trying to recover a document that contains information that could be used to invade the privacy of the foreign lobbyists. Williams requests information about Coriardo under the Texas Public Information Act, also allowed by the Act. Hanson released her driver's license and Social Security numbers and addresses, but mistakenly released her resident alien number, which is a confidential under federal law. Oh, yeah, your driver's license, your Social Security as a citizen isn't, but that holy rulership of being a foreigner is. We'd like to be able to put the genie back in the bottle as far as the confidential information goes. Yeah, I bet you would. You and pretty boy over there. Oh, oh my goodness. This is London, the London Evening Standard. Let me just calm down. I'm going to learn to calm down. Breathe. Sorry, breathe. It's okay. It's okay that foreign Mexicans totally control the capital center. And it's total mordido and kickbacks and everything's being taken over. It's okay that five South Texas towns now fly the Mexican flag and English is not allowed to be spoken in court documents, San Antonio Express News reported. Just get some air. Sure, they've killed a lot of people, too, on the border, but that's all right. Everything's okay. Well, the government's taking all my freedoms, and but the illegals are don't have to thumb scan to get driver's license and don't have to thumb scan to get into the country, but citizens do. Let me just take a deep breath on that one. I'm just going to relax here for a minute. I'm being a little sarcastic here, but I'm in a way I'm being serious. Many times the greatest truths are told in jest, as they say. French plan, Rothschild revolution. Kind of them thrown in your face as who did the last revolution, staged revolution in France. Baron David de Rothschild. The Baron himself. It is I, Baron Vladimir Harkonnen, who encompasses your doom, he says. Baron David de Rothschild, that's the lord over there. They have Lord Jacob Rothschild in England, who controls Arnold, who takes... Let me start over. Again, I got to settle down. I just got so much information, so many connections, so much... I wish I could give you the picture I see, boys and girls. Baron David de Rothschild, who doesn't exist. Again, there are actual FBI handbooks, ADL handbooks, that this group does not exist. If you say Rothschild, it is a code Nazi word. Okay, I'm reading the London Evening Standard. Arrest them. Baron David de Rothschild, who takes over as chairman of NM Rothschild on Thursday, is believed to be planning a shakeup of the 200-year-old merchant bank. He replaces distant cousin Sir Evelyn de Rothschild, 72, who retires after 27 years at the top and 5 years later than the bank official requirement age. Insiders complained that he had been at the bank too long and had become increasingly autocratic, one said. They may be cousins, but the two are chalk and cheese, whatever that means. David, 60, is head of the French branch of the dynasty. There's a Rothschild dynasty? They need to arrest this reporter immediately. Which owns Chateau Montan Rothschild. He is expected to unveil a major focus on client relationships, an area he sees as crucial to bringing in the new business. And it goes on to talk about how loving and good the Lord is. I'm sorry, the Baron is. The Baron. By the way, New York is to be locked down, New York Daily News reports. And just in respect to Bush, all the subways are going to be shut down. No one will be allowed to move as he get while he gives a speech. It's just something that they feel you need to do. GOP lockdown looms. NYPD, Secret Service, spar on subway closing. New York may stop its tracks the night President Bush accepts his party's nomination in Madison Square Garden. And it says, while Bush is in the convention center September 2nd, the Secret Service wants all Amtrak transit and Long Island Railroad services to cease, the Daily News has learned. There's more coming up. I haven't even hit the tip of the iceberg. Let's go back to calls. Who's up next here? Chris in Tejas in Texas. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
It's such a great, fortunate thing to talk to you once again.
I'm not Rush Limbaugh. You don't have to. I'm doing my duty. I'm fortunate to talk to you.
Well, first off, you're sober and you're not on Oxycontin or.
No, if I take when I broke my leg, one of a similar pill would knock me out. Imagine taking 100.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean,
100 a day.
Hey, and he did it because he was addicted. But
and the,
you know,
well, yeah. But he said put little pot dealers in jail. Okay. I say throw that whale of a traitor in a prison cell.
Oh, of course.
Do you know it's not going to happen?
Yeah. Speaking about the Baron, I mean, didn't Snoopy even defeat the Baron? But thinking about the thumb scanner, even I was over at HEB the other day, and they have a thumb scanner for their employees to clock in.
And they have signs up that say, Sue will be thumb scanning you in the self-checkout lanes, and they've gone in College Station in Houston.
Oh, one more thing, Alex?
Sure.
Did you hear about the new radio program Air America? Was hosted by Al Franken?
And yeah, I have heard about that.
What did you think of that?
Let me answer that question when we get back. False left-right paradigm. I think I answered it. False left-right paradigm.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Corruption through the lies and disinformation. I wasn't going to have any guests on today, but a caller, Ben in Idaho, called in the first hour. And Ben said that the local school district had issued a document to the high school seniors that there is no Bill of Rights, that we are here to serve the state. And it just turned out that he is friends with Jack McClam, and I believe the individual when he read the document, but I have to check it out. He's now faxed it to me. But to doubly check it, I had Jack McClam get a hold of it in the last 30 minutes and make some calls and do some stuff. And it is the local county document. And you want more evidence of pure wickedness? We're going to have them on here in about 10 minutes. We'll have them on for about 10-15. We'll continue with your calls and news for the balance of the show. This is a big deal that's coming up. So call your friends and family and tell them to tune in, your neighbors, whatever, in the next hour. They need to hear this because this is just one more nail in the coffin of this country. We'll also get Jack's take on throwing out the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment in the last 2 weeks by the Fifth Circuit and Supreme Court. Those rights are still there, by the way. I don't care what you crooks say. You can say black people are slaves tomorrow. I still say they're human beings, and I think they think so, too. You can, you know, again, similar rulings, you can all just go straight to where you came from. You deserve to go there. Very, very, very serious situation. Before I go to Rob and Marty and Frank and Ann and others, before I do that, last caller wanted to know what I thought of Al Franken, and this will hurt some feelings of some people, because, you know, we have a lot of what you'd call the leftists listening to the show, well-meaning leftists, bleeding-heart type folks. Some of our stations carry, and I think that's fine, because that'll give people an alternative view. We're able to reach out to the left and the right, because we're not partisan, we're not hypocrites here. And Al Franken brings up some good points in his book. In fact, at an airport, last time I went out to California with my friend Kevin, he bought a copy of Franken's new book, and he read it on the way there. I read it on the way back, and there was no meat and potatoes in it. And I did read some of his commentary that he doesn't believe any conspiracy theories concerning 9/11. And callers have said they call in about the Bushes and the Bin Ladens, and he says he doesn't believe it. Well, then you don't believe the Associated Press and Reuters. So he's just more milquetoast, watered-down left-wing stuff, like the neocons are watered-down right-wing stuff. And then they all have this fight with each other when, in truth, both the parties are voting for the same stuff. So that's what I have to say about Al Franken. That's where I stand on the situation with Al Franken and this new supposed liberal network, you know, with S&M goddesses. I mean, you know, that's not news. That's not important. And I'm sure they'll find a lot of people that want to listen to it. But that's really all I can say about Al Franken. And speaking of that, one of our fine affiliates that carries quite a bit of the show every day in Los Angeles, they called and asked me today to say, oh, we apologize, it was an accident. We were supposed to record it and play it, and an hour of it of Franken played over you. They're in a station that covers part of San Diego and part of L.A. It's right between the two towns. And that's fine. We're still on there, and they wanted me to tell the listeners that to stop calling angry. The show's on. no conspiracy. Speaking of Al Franken, before we go any further, just in the last minute I've got here, then we'll come back, take calls, then get to Jack McClam, and then back to your calls and more news. Believe me, I haven't even hit the meaty stuff yet. And that's not me trying to plant a hook on you and to get you to listen. I really, there's just so much of it. We end every show with piles of stuff uncovered. That's why you got to visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to read the articles. But also get the videos. Get them and make copies. Spread the word. Wake people up and support this broadcast. You've heard the rave reviews. Get the videos. Get the books. Get the material out. Stop procrastinating. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Get in the game. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us, third hour, only 70 seconds away.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.